Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Mike Kennan.
Good morning, LaVon.
And Mike, of course, is a Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator. And Mike, you've probably been getting a number of questions because it's like I received this message on my phone that says, I have to sign up if I want to be alerted to bad weather. And I'm going, I've already signed up. So, Mike, what's going on? Why did I get this message?
Well, the state has changed folks that are doing this. I mean, they put it out for bid. And the company that we had, which was WINS, which was the emergency alert system, for us, it worked pretty well. For other folks, like in Polk County and over in Cedar Rapids and so forth, apparently there was some issues just because of the volume of calls and notifications that they had to make in those areas that maybe this particular company wasn't the best choice. So they've changed to this RAVE company. We still call it Alert Iowa. It still, it still does a lot of the same things that this past subscription service had done. What is a little different for this service is you will create an account on this new system, and you will be able to, manage that account on your own. Whereas before, you just kind of you checked boxes and you submitted, and it went into our system. So that part is a little bit different, but it gives the person a little more control of the messages that they're going to receive.
Okay. Well, and, Mike, when I get this message, I'm going, oh, no. I mean, I've used computers for a long time, but I'm not an expert, so I'm thinking there may be some other people go, oh, now what do I do? Well, I went to the Cass County website. I know, but you can go to Facebook. We'll talk a little more about that. But I was very pleased, Mike, to see you have it clearly marked. Click here to sign up for your alert. And that's what you do.
Yep. And that's, I mean, our IT people at the county have positioned that pretty well. So I can't take credit for that. But it is really fairly easy to get to.
And so you do have to have an electronic device. You could use your phone. You could use your computer, your laptop, whatever. And if you don't have one of those, of course, you're not in on this system. So if we go to, again, you can go to the Cass County Emergency Management's Facebook page, or you could go to the website. So
right, and it's on the homepage of Cass County, Iowa. And like I say, just click on the link, and it'll put you right to the page that you need to be to sign up. Now, on your phone, be careful a little bit because it'll bring you to the sign-in page, which is you haven't registered yet, so you need to kind of move the screen a little bit to get to the registration because a lot of people's screens aren't big enough to see the entire message there. So if it asks you to sign in and you don't have an account, it's not going to allow you to do that. You need to find the registration portion of that screen page.
Okay, good point. Good message there to just don't get in a hurry here. Just follow along and
right.
And hopefully if people are going to do this on the phone that they're kind of used to having to move around a little bit. But if they have a question, hey, you're there, Mike, right?
Yeah, they can certainly call me. My number is 254-1500. And I've had people call me, and we walk through what we need to do to get you signed up.
Okay, pretty easy. Now, you said earlier that we can choose some things. We can manage this account. What are some of the choices we make?
Well, as far as weather is concerned, like in the old system, if you wanted tornado watches or a blizzard watch, which is, your lowest level of alerting. Some people don't want that. They want to know if a tornado warning, is or an imminent threat to happen. So you have a wide range. I mean, whether it's watches or warnings throughout the weather. Now, you can't pick whether there's a tornado warning because that is, or a severe thunderstorm warning, because those are the highest level, that you're going to get. So some people don't. They're like, okay, we're going to get those highest warnings, and we're not going to worry about the rest.
Okay.
And that's fine. So then it's like, okay, so why do I want to be a part of the service? What's the benefit? And that's a whole other issue here. And it's important because the messaging that we can send out, the weather messages come automatically from the Weather Service. Other messaging, say there was a hazardous material spill from a truck overturned on the edge of Atlantic. We can notify people in the city of Atlantic, because that's what it's affecting, that there's this issue, public safety issue, and what you need to do or where you need to go to find information to avoid running into a problem there. So that is the real benefit to this. We can get messages that are safety messages to people in communities throughout the county, and it gets to them, hits them in their pocket right where they're at.
Okay.
So they can answer their phone from a text or a phone call, and they can get the information they need to stay safe.
Okay, so do make some choices there depending on what you want to get. And as you say, some people don't want to know everything in the world that's going on, but this is called a public safety message. It's not just weather. I think, that's what we sort of learned, that weather, that's what we're expecting. But this is beyond. It's public safety in a lot of different ways.
Right. And it's local messaging, so you can, there's Amber Alerts and, wireless emergency alerts that we get. Those are important. Those are either state or federal messages. And this is a message that that affects us. And we put out messages that the weather's bad and the lights, the traffic signals in downtown Atlantic aren't working. So we put messaging out saying, hey, be careful driving downtown because the traffic lights aren't working. And so it could be messaging just as simple as that that can go out. So there's just a wide variety of things that we can send out for local messaging.
So, Mike, that's pretty exciting, actually, to know that you can really pinpoint the area and the type of message. So although people might grumble, well, I've got to redo this, and why are we doing this? It really is for the benefit of everybody, and it kind of ups your job, actually. You've got to decide what you're going to put out there, but at least now you have the vehicle to do that. So
right. And it has been a successful program, but we had upwards of a couple thousand accounts, which is pretty good, but there's well more than 2,000 phones in the county. So there's a lot of growth potential there, obviously. And the more people we can, get into the program, the more beneficial it'll be.
To keep everybody safe.
And it is just an alert. It's not like we're not going to send you a book. I mean, we've got limits. So, 160 characters are coming towards you. So we certainly are depending on other media, radio, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly may refer people to, radio is a great vehicle to get messaging, out that, detailed information to people, what they need to do, where they need to go, so forth.
Yeah. And if you don't have a radio in your house, you've got one on your phone. Don't forget that. That's there wherever. Get that little plug in because people forget that. So Mike, I think we need to say thank you, and we need to tell people when you get those alerts, pay attention. It's for your safety, so don't ignore them. So thanks so much, Mike Kennan, for all you and your staff do to help keep us safe. And until next time, if you look at something and have to ask, is this safe? It probably is not.